News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show.
Hello, brothers and sisters. It is that time once again. And I am indeed America's coolest conservative. And why? Well, here's one reason. It's because I'm wearing a Snapbill flatback. Actually, it's not a Snapbill flatback. It's a snapback flatbill hat. You know, like the children. Like I'm trying to be one of the children. Which is fine. That's fine. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. All right. So here I am, TJ, the realist Ritchie, ready to break it down. There is something that, that we have to just go ahead and attack right away. We have to. And what that is, Mr. Zohran Mamdani. Hang on just a second. I got to fix a little sound issue here. Okay. Mr. Zohran Mamdani was in this debate last night. He is on his way to becoming the mayor of New York. And everybody knows what there is to know about Zohran Mamdani. He is anti-Christian, anti-Jewish, anti-everything except Muslim extremists. Doesn't like white people, doesn't like black people, doesn't like brown people because they're not Muslims. He is a communist. He is a, at the very least, a terrorist sympathizer, whereas I actually believe he's a terrorist promoter. But in one of the telling things, and I know you probably heard these clips being played throughout the day today because it was the talk of the town. Oh, it was the talk of every town when it comes to the political talk shows. But I'm going to give you a little bit different perspective, as I usually do. So he was talking about how he's going to be able to make one of his big things, and this is some of his communist stuff, how he's going to make buses free in New York. How are you going to make buses free? And he is so brazen, he doesn't even care just to say it. You know, this is one of those issues where he doesn't care that he is sounding like a communist because he's just out there with it. Doesn't care what anybody else thinks. He's just going to do it. Listen, cut 49, go.
I would be the mayor of this entire city. And that means ensuring that the wealth that we generate in this city is also wealth that every single New Yorker can actually feel in their pockets. Because what we have today is a system that has generated the most wealth in the wealthiest country in the history of the world, where one in four of our neighbors are living in poverty. That's unacceptable. We can't look at 500,000 kids hungry every single night as just the cost of doing business in this city. That's something we have to actually change. And I'm going to do that by fighting for my neighbors in Queens that I've come to know, who are not only the ones who own teapots and toy stores, who own diners and dry cleaners, but also the ones who work there. Because right now, all of them are being pushed out of this city by corporate greed, by private equity, and by a politics that refuses to fight for them. I will finally deliver that politics.
Okay, so that sounds exactly like Bernie Sanders. And it's just straight up communism. Now, here's what I want to know. I want to know what the political ads that his opponents, what political ads are they running? What do they look like? Because this election is coming soon. 2 weeks, I think. The Republican candidate, his name is Sliwa. And he was the founding member of the Guardian Angels in New York, former radio talk show host, and just a great guy. And then there is Cuomo, who was the governor, and he was forced out. So, you know, he's not so great. But, hey, he's better than Mamdani. So I would suggest that what they do for a political ad would be to get these clips, like a short clip of, and they're everywhere, of Zoran Mamdani calling for the global intifada, and having him, you know, clips of him doing things that were ridiculously violent looking, and all of the demands that he has, and all of his ways that he has skirted around condemning Hamas and what they did on October 7th and so forth and so on. Get those little clips and just boom, boom, boom in the TV commercial. And then the next thing you show, the first plane going in to the World Trade Center. And then the next shot, your fellow New Yorkers who are running for their lives. You know all of those historic scenes from 9/11. If they're not doing that to scare, at this point, to scare people in New York away from voting for this madman, then they don't want to win. Oh, but that's in bad taste. Hey, look, there's nothing that's not true about it. This guy is anti-American. He's anti-Christian. He's anti-Jewish. He's anti any faith but the Muslim faith. He is a full communist and Islamist. And if they're not using these tactics to scare people away from voting for him, then they don't want to win. They are. You might as well just say, hey, I'm ready to give New York City to a radical Islamist communist. Put his clips and him yelling for the global intifada and all of that stuff. Put them, bam, bam, stuck right up against the footage of the planes hitting the World Trade Center on 9/11. Because, you know, it's been too long. It's not, you know, it's not in the young voters' minds right now in New York. They need to be reminded. Because, you know, the left has spent so much time trying to keep people from remembering 9/11 and what it was about. Oh, it's too much to show. We on the anniversary, we shouldn't show the footage. We shouldn't show it again. Oh, it's too painful for people. No, people need to be reminded of what happened. Somebody needs to rent one of those big video screens in the middle of downtown Minneapolis and run the footage over and over and over and over. Pay for it to be run over and over and over. Waking people up. And that's just my opinion, which, by the way, since I am now officially the realist, then that's the opinion that should stick. People need to be listening to me. I mean, I don't just come by that title as the realist, you know, without seriousness. Okay, we got a lot to do tonight. It's Friday. Got to get down on Friday, and that's what we will do. Hang on, we got more next.
Hey, it's TJ, and yes, my new political show is on. It's every weeknight from 7 until 9 on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. So go ahead and add TJ Ritchie to your home screen on the phone and download the WBT app.
Radio, podcasts, and cool social media content. Get all the TJ you can handle at WBT.com/TJ. Now, back to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Oh, yeah. Rocking at the speed of light. Ramming, jamming, slamming. It's Friday night, y'all. It's Friday night. It's getting darker sooner. I love that. Feels like fall, except the temperature. That still feels like summer. I don't like that. Thank you so much for listening tonight. The number is 704-570-1110. text or call. The text, as you just heard Mr. Winterbull say in the promo there, it is driven by Liberty Buick GMC. All right. I hate to do this to you, but sometimes in order to learn lessons, it has to be pretty painful. You have to go through some pain sometimes to learn a lesson. This is a clip that I have of a lesbian woman from Seattle. Now, this lesbian woman from Seattle decided that living in Seattle was just too much for her. It was too conservative in Seattle, if you can imagine. Seattle is right there, it's with right up on the same scale to me with Portland. They're both jungles of liberalism with all the Antifas and all of the crazy white liberals that are running around causing havoc and everything. Yeah, you could not pay me to go to Seattle. Well, unless it was a lot of money. Then I would go, and then I would walk around a little bit and then leave and get my money. But I'm saying I have no desire to go to Seattle because it's rotten, just like Portland. And you know what? I hate that that Cal Raleigh, who has broken home run records and stuff this year in the major leagues, he is from Cullowhee or Silva, one of those towns in North Carolina. He plays for the Seattle Mariners. And it pains me to root for them. Because of him, I do. But, oh, Seattle's terrible. But anyway, this lesbian from Seattle decided it was too much for her and she needed to move somewhere to get out of Trump's America so she could live freely as a lesbian. Well, she made a declaration on her social medias. Now, the thing that I said is painful is the way she speaks. She has an annoying voice and an annoying accent. But if you can just get through that, there's a lesson to be learned here. Okay? So, Isaac, if you will, please play the lesbian woman from Seattle.
Today is my last day living in Costa Rica. I can't wait.
You see what I'm talking about? Today is my last day in Costa Rica. Ugh. And this is not a Seattle accent. There are too many women from all the states who speak this way. It's so annoying. It's so annoying. This is my last day in Costa Rica. Okay, go ahead.
To get back to the United States tomorrow. God bless America, land of the queens, home of the gays. My people, not me being all patriotic, but Costa Rica was way more conservative than I expected. I knew it would be a little bit because of Catholicism, but I didn't expect so many expats to be like hardcore MAGA vibes. Like, they came here during the pandemic because they're anti-maskers, anti-vaxxers, and they do not like liberals. They hate people like me. I've gotten more homophobic, transphobic, sexist comments here than anywhere else in the world, and I'm a very well-traveled person. And I've been through a lot of trauma in my life. I'm not going to stay where I'm unsafe or unwelcomed. Like, that's just straight up dangerous. But
I don't blame you.
It's a mutual feeling. I don't like the people here. They don't like me. Right. I'm out of here.
Yeah. Get out of there, girl. Yeah. Why would you stay there if they're so conservative? Now, when you say that they are homophobic and transphobic and you've had to deal with so much of that, what are you talking about? I bet you're just talking about the fact that they didn't find out that you're a lesbian and throw you on their shoulders like the championship coach carrying you off the field. They may have said, we don't agree with that lifestyle. And you probably freaked out because you're a little baby. used to getting people celebrating you just because of your sexuality. So imagine that you leave the good old USA. Now, let's say it is your buddy here, TJ the Realist Richie, the Green Eyed Patriot. Let's say I wanted to move out of Obama's America, right? I can't take it. I'm moving out of Obama's America. And I know she made videos and put them on her social media. I did it for the gram. She did videos, I'm sure, saying I'm leaving. I can't stay here in Trump's America and blah, 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 blah. But let's say I did that. And I said, I can't stay here in Obama's America. And then I leave for a couple of months. Then I post a video that says, I am coming back to America. No, as you say, I'm coming back to the U.S. I thought this was going to be, a liberation type of experience for me. But I got to this place. Let's say I wanted to move to United Arab Emirates. Let's say I wanted to move to Dubai. And I got there and I said, but you know what? This place is worse than Obama has it in the U.S. I mean, and I figured it was going to be, I would have a little bit of trouble because of so many Muslims. There are so many Muslims here, but it's even worse than I thought. Can you imagine all of the hate that I would get? There would be people waiting for me at the airport. For when my plane landed from Dubai to kill me. Yet this lady clown just starts. I mean, just feel free to throw off on Catholics if you want. You know, any type of Christian faith, you can just blast it. Nobody's going to worry about any retaliation. Good Lord. You know why she is a lesbian, lady and gentlemen? I'm going to tell you. Because no man would be able to listen to that voice for more than 15 minutes. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just telling you. I happen to be a man. A hoochie-coochie man. And I know other mains, and the male eardrums could not scientifically, physically, biologically deal with that voice, with that accent for more than 15 minutes. Therefore, she had no choice but to become a lesbian. All right, now let's see. Let's see where the text messages go now from the people commenting to the show. I may be in for it, ladies and gentlemen. We'll find out. Hang on.
Hey, it's TJ, and yes, it is going strong. The TJ Richie Show. It's my new political podcast on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. And you need to sign up and get all the inside scoop on everything and get the special little perks by being a member of the Richie Gang. Be a gangster. Just go to tjrichie.com and sign up today.
Identifying liberalism. And mocking it relentlessly. This is the TJ Richie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Hey, it is the Friday free for all. You got a question that you want to ask? Ask me anything. We'll play that tonight. Ask me anything. 704-570-1110. Call or text that to ask me anything. Okay, as far as being you know, the number one societal profiler in U.S. America. I've just proven it again. When I play that, we played that clip a few minutes ago, and I said that the reason that the lady was a lesbian is because she knew that no man would be able to listen to her voice for longer than 15 minutes at a time. And sure enough, got an email, a text from Brett out of South Carolina. And you know what he said? Quote, "My eardrums bled." End of quote. I know. "You are so right, sir. You are so right." And he's just so ridiculous. Okay. This is fun because the Speaker of the House, the leader of the Commucrats in the House, whose name is Hakeem Big Sleepy Jeffries. He's what the old school people would call a big dope. You know, just and he looks like it. And I call him Big Sleepy because he looks like he is just about to pass out at any time. He looks like he's high on that indica strain of marijuana. That's what he looks like. Big Sleepy, big high sleepy. He needs to close his eyes before he bleeds to death. All right. He is mad at Caroline Leavitt, the press secretary for the White House. You know she's a spitfire. So he's mad at her, and then he is trying to go at her the way President Trump goes after his people, his enemies, right? And poor Hakeem Big Sleepy just does not have, he doesn't have it. He just comes off as just a little brat kid, you know, saying, at least. All right. So here is what Big Sleepy said about Caroline Leavitt. Go.
Caroline Leavitt, who's sick, she's out of control.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure whether she's just demented, ignorant, a stone cold liar, or all of the above.
Ooh.
But the notion that an official White House spokesperson would say that the Democratic Party consists of terrorists, violent criminals, and undocumented immigrants, this makes no sense. That this is what the American people are getting from the Trump administration in the middle of a shutdown.
That you can't.
So their actions continue to speak for themselves.
Oh.
Which is why they're on the wrong side of public sentiment.
Question. That's right. Wrong side of public sentiment. Okay. First of all, I'm not sure because I didn't hear the exact thing that that Caroline Leavitt said. I don't think that it's, you know, I think it's true. Whatever he's saying that she said, I'm sure it's true. Except for the fact that I don't know. I could be wrong. But I don't think she would have said undocumented immigrants, violent undocumented immigrants. I think she probably said the proper term, which is illegal aliens. I could be wrong, but even if she didn't say illegal aliens, I bet she said illegal immigrants or illegal migrants. But these Democrats are so programmed to never say the actual name of what someone from a foreign land who is in this country illegally is called. They are legally called illegal aliens. But he's so programmed not to say that, that he couldn't even, as if he's repeating these horrible things that she said, but he couldn't bring himself to say illegal alien. Even if he's saying it as her, or as she is saying it. You know, there was a rule when I was a kid. Little kid too, starting at about eight years old. I used to imitate Richard Pryor. Now, Richard Pryor, if you're a young person, Richard Pryor was a groundbreaking comedian. He was black, and he was shocking to people because he was the first comedian to really use vulgar language. And I idolized him. I thought he was the funniest thing ever. It's what made me want to be funny for a living. And I would imitate him. Now, my parents freaked out the first time they heard me. And then they figured out, hey, he's got a talent here. So then they would show me off to their friends when their friends would come over and say, hey, do that little routine that you were doing. Well, the only time I was allowed to cuss was when I was speaking as Richard Pryor, when I was doing the Richard Pryor routine word for word. Okay. So Hakeem Big Sleepy can't even do that. Like, he can't even speak the words illegal aliens as Caroline Leavitt. Now, here's the other thing. I would love to see, and then I'm sending this challenge out to Big Sleepy. You are so tough. Remember a couple of weeks ago when he was talking about President Trump, you got something to say to me? Say it to my face. Okay, he was trying to be tough about, you know, Trump. Now he's trying to be tough about Caroline Leavitt. Here's what you need to do. Hakeem, you need to go to Caroline Leavitt and the two of you talk. You stand up in the press corps out there and you challenge her. You say this to her face. I dare you. Please do that, Big Sleepy. Look, I know somebody is in Charlotte that's important, or you know somebody that's important, and you can get a message to Big Sleepy. Tell him I said it. Tell him I will donate money to his charity, unless it's some kind of communist charity, which it probably would be, so scratch that. But yeah, please, if anybody has any way to get words to Hakeem Jeffries, Big Sleepy, I want to know what his answer to that would be. Why don't you sit there and talk to her face to face? You know why he wouldn't do it? Because he knows that she would waste him. Just absolutely mop the floor with him. And you know why? Because he knows that she speaks the truth. And the truth will always slay a Big Sleepy Hakeem Jeffries. Always. She would run circles around him. He's not even that bright. There's a reason why even the Democrats on social media and everything call him the Timu Obama. If you're an older American listening, Timu is a cheap retail site that's in China, and it's got a reputation for being worse than the most outlet of outlets of outlets, like just junk. And they call Big Sleepy the Timu Obama. It's because he's dumb. It's because he's a big dope. Take it full circle. He's a big dope. Oh my God, I love that. I love that. Whoo. All right, this is what the whole night's going to be, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm in a good mood, and I'm ready to slay. Girl, I'm going to slay, queen. All right, hang on. We got more coming up.
Late, live, and local. It's the T.J. Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Damn. Why Vince so wah-wah? Wah-wah. I'm kidding. All right. This is the Green Eyed Patriot on the Green Eyed Patriot Network. TJ the Realist Richie. Bringing it. Always bringing it. Okay. We got some texters here to get to. Evidently, the woman that we played earlier who left U.S. America because she just felt so oppressed in Seattle, go figure. Her voice was so annoying. It was incredible. So Chris says, TJ, he wrote it like this, TJ, like that, like girl, you know, like that lesbian girl you just played. She's like from the like valley, you know, like a valley girl. And not enough people make that reference because this all started probably in the early 2000s, where everybody started saying like all the time. They started like saying like all the time. And they started pronouncing words like, yeah, I'm sure, which in the 80s, there was a craze called the Valley Girl craze. And it was people from the Valley in Los Angeles who spoke that way. There was a woman who is the daughter of a famous singer. And her name was Moon Zappa. And she did a song making fun of the Valley Girls. I'm sure the only thing that didn't make its way from Valley Girl speak into regular speak in the late 90s, early 2000s was were the phrases like gag me with a spoon. Your hair is totally boo-foo. That was one of them. But yeah, I mean, it's just like all trends come back around. And that was one. The Valley Girl trend from the 80s made its way back, and it's stayed a long time now, because that's the way almost every younger woman speaks like. And if you care about your young daughters mainly, you will drill it into their heads to not say like every other word. Only use the word like when you're talking about enjoying something. Just cut it completely out. I know there are other ways to use it, but you just got to get that out of there. And then Miss Snow White, one of my favorite 11 listeners, she says, so good to hear you tonight. I love your new voice. I think you could speak any language. Maybe they will stop her at the border, because she says she's coming back to U.S. America because Costa Rica was too conservative for her. She said, I think you can speak any language. Maybe they should stop her at the border and or flights will be canceled along with her visa. Then she said, I always enjoy your program. Keep up the good work. Maybe soon they will actually pay you. Don't count on it. Do not count on it. But wouldn't that be funny, though? If this, because this video of her saying she's coming back to the U.S. and it went viral. Wouldn't it be funny if President Trump canceled her passport or whatever he was doing, trying to do with Rosie O'Donnell to make sure she didn't come back from Ireland? You know, just to troll her. That would be funny. I would love that. I would love that so much. And the thing about it is this woman looks like being in her late 30s, at least mid to late 30s, and still talking like a child. It's crazy. Crazy go nuts. All right. This is a story of a girl. Sorry. Musical ADD hit me. This is a story from Libs of TikTok. It says ICE arrested over 1,400 illegals in Operation Patriot 2.0 across Massachusetts. Arrests include murderers, rapists, drug traffickers, child sex predators, and members of violent gangs. Democrats shut down the government because they want to give these criminals taxpayer-funded health care. That's about as cut and dry as you can get right there. And this is another reason why it's so nonsensical to see all of these people who are fighting against this kind of behavior from our ICE agents. you know, still acting like our ICE agents are just kidnapping people off the street, trying to get the American people to feel sorry for these criminals. And anytime you ask them about that, well, what about all of the violent criminals and rapists and child predators and all of that that are being picked up because of their illegal status? What about all of those people? Well, they're arresting innocent people who have done nothing wrong. They're not criminals. They haven't broken the law. Well, here's the point. They say, you're lying about going and getting the worst of all of them first. No, they go after the worst. They go to the places where they know that the worst violent illegal aliens are. And while they're there, if they realize somebody else is an illegal alien, they cannot just say, okay, well, never mind. We're not here to get, we'll get you another day. They can't do that. But the truth is, they are not arresting people who are in the country legally. They're not arresting citizens. They're not arresting Americans. They're not arresting anybody but illegal aliens. They may have detained a couple of people along the way just to double check to make sure that they are in the country legally. Just like they would if you had an expired driver's license and they pulled you over. They would say, hang on a minute, you stay in your car here. I've got to verify that this is who you are. It's just that simple. But these Marxists on the left, and I don't know how they get away with it. I really don't, because so many people feel this way. They feel like that the ICE agents are just out there snatching people up for no reason. I saw Sassy Don Lemon saying that nobody who's doing that whole tripe about nobody's illegal. Nobody's illegal. It's a misdemeanor to be in the country illegally. No, they're not criminals. What? Are you that stupid? Well, I know Don Lemon is. And you know what? I got to tell you, it's not just jealousy. Some of it is jealousy on my part. But most of it is just disbelief and disgust that he has been trying to get a following on social media and all to be an influencer, podcaster, or whatever. And he's terrible at it. All he does is come on and say inflammatory things to try to get a rise out of people and all. And people go, well, that's what you do. It's not what I do. I'm the truth speaker. I speaks the truth. Don Lemon speaks with forked tongue. Oh, sure, he's got a sweet mouth to a lot of people. But he's a liar. But here's the thing. He's already got 2 million followers on Instagram. Here I am. I'm trying to eke out a living by, you know, volunteering a show at night. I'm trying to do. And my IQ is probably 300 points higher than Don Lemon's. But anyway, see, it's a misdemeanor. They're not breaking the law. So it's a misdemeanor. Okay. Well, what is misdemeanor? A misdemeanor is a crime. It's a criminal offense. It's just less serious than somebody who commits a what? A felony. Oh. But again, he's got to know that. I think the man went to Tulane. That's not an easy school to go to, Tulane. He's got to know that. So he's just pushing lies. See, you can be inflammatory. Like, I am inflammatory. I get it. But I'm inflammatory because I tell the raw truth. He's inflammatory because he makes up lies. And that's kind of the difference between conservative patriots and communist liberals like Don Lemon or any of their politicians. You know, the truth gets treated way more harshly than those lies that they put out all the time. It's crazy. All right. First hour is done. Hang on. We got more coming up next.
Hey, it's TJ, and everybody in the country is talking about my new political talk show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT, and they want more. How can I get more, more, more? Well, you can get the podcast every episode on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Just get signed up for it there. It's easy. Just go to tjritchie.com, and that will get you there.
News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show.
Yes, welcome to the final hour of the week. That's right. That's right. 704-570-1110. That's the phone number, text number. Text number is driven by Liberty Buick GMC. Thank you so much for listening tonight. I think we may be at 11 and a half listeners by now. I think we've grown exponentially. So I've got something that these people make me sick. These crazy white liberals. In these lunatic cities. But this was funny to me because sometimes they're just so ridiculous. They're hilarious. This is two ugly liberal white women pandering to black women. Now, there is a lot of pandering that goes on the left. I mean, tons of it. Now you got pandering to the Latina community, and that is called hispandering. That's what that's called. We call it hispandering. So this is not hispandering. This is pandering to black women, and I don't have a good clever word for that. But not just pandering in any old way. You see, I always tell you that these leftists, when they're out protesting, all they're doing is trying to put on a show. It's performative. They all, it seems like, have gotten rejected at some point in their lives at talent shows or trying out for the big part in the school play and all that. So nobody asks them to perform anything, but they think they've got a talent. They think they're talented and they want to share their gift with the world, especially if they can bring a message. All right. So you have so much in this one clip. You have lunatic leftists pandering to black women and white guilt. That's, you know, throw a little of that in the mix here and forcing people to listen to them put on a show. And watch them put on a show. They're doing a little duet here, these two ugly liberal white women. Okay, Isaac, if everybody's ready, hit it.
Trust black women, they lead the way. White women, stop abandoning your sisters. Trust black women, they lead the way. Oh, we're mad as hell. Oh, can't you tell? Oh,
can't
you tell? Oh, we're mad as hell. Can't you tell?
Hey.
We just
said
you
f***ing fascists. Oh. Wasn't that... Oh. Those girls got talent. Ooh, they got talent. I don't know the context of that. But... they have no shame. You know, they stand out there, and I guarantee you, every black woman standing in that crowd listening to that was cringing for them. I mean, hey, you know what? Hey, you know what, Marge? Everybody always told me I had a beautiful singing voice, but every time I'd try out for the choir at school or something, they never would pick me. It was all politics is what it was. It was politics. So you know what, Marge? Oh, what's that, Barb? What we need to do is we need to go out and write a song and perform it. And we need to tell these white women to stop abandoning our black sisters. Ooh, that's a great idea, Barb. Well, let's work up something, Marge. You and me. Let's do it. Hey, go get us a Pabst Blue Ribbon and a brat. We'll have a little snack, and we'll write us a song telling our strong black sisters that we're on their side. What is that? Do it one more time, Isaac, and let's make sure that everybody gets it stuck in their head, because this is a real good feel-good sing-along song. Go ahead.
Trust black women,
I don't know how old this clip is, but I just found it today. And I said, you know what? That is gold. It's gold, lady and gentlemen. It's gold. Trust black women, they lead the way. Oh, my God. What? I mean, you're going to tell me that extreme liberalism or just liberalism in general is not a mental condition? But, you know, they all, you know, the people that do this kind of stuff, they all fit that stereotype, though. That's why I refer to them as ugly liberal white women. Because these are middle-aged women, plain Janes, no makeup, whatever. Not saying that if you don't wear makeup, you're ugly. I'm not saying that. But most of the time, these liberal women who are so liberal that they want to go out and protest and make up songs pandering to this group or that group. What good do they think they were doing? Because nobody that's out there with them, and I'm guessing nobody has a problem with black women. And you know what? They could have walked right up into a conservative group of people and sung that song. People would go, okay, who are you singing that to? To whom are you singing that? It's like those messages that the NFL, you know, those PSAs that they used to run during the NFL games saying, you know, don't beat up your wife or girlfriend. You go, well, you don't need to be talking to me. You need to be talking to your players. Y'all, that needs to go on in the locker room. Why are you talking to us about it? Y'all the ones that have the problem with it. It's the same thing. If they were singing that to a bunch of conservatives, we'd be like, okay, what? Yeah, I'm with you. Yay. God, they're just so ridiculous. My goodness. My goodness. All right. I'm not sure where we're going to go next on this program. I think I have to play a clip for you of J.B. Pritzker. And his, you know, J.B., you know, he's the governor of Illinois. J stands for J, J-A-Y, and B stands for buffet. J. Buffet Pritzker. He says that, you know, we know that Mom Donnie is going to arrest Netanyahu if he comes to New York. Well, Big JB is going to arrest Trump and some others. So you're going to want to hear that. And it's coming up next. Hang on.
He's radio royalty in the Carolinas and Queen Charlotte's sweetest prince. It's TJ Ritchie on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the realest show on the air anywhere. because I am TJ the Realist Richie. And yes, until that catches on, I am going to wear it out. You hear me? Until everybody starts referring to me as TJ the Realist Richie, I'm going to just, every time I introduce myself, every time you hear me come on the radio, I'm just going to say it and say it and say it. You're going to get so sick of it. And you're not going to be able to, like, you say, well, I won't listen to you anymore if I get tired of it. You can't do that. You know, we're a very, very small family here, 11 listeners. And you can't be one of the 11 original listeners and not be addicted to the show. So I know I got you. So, yeah. But then there's a way that if you get tired of hearing it, you can make it stop. You can just start referring to me as TJ the Realist Richie. That's D-A apostrophe R-E-A-L-I-S-T R-I-T-C-H-I-E. Richie the Realist. I'm sorry, TJ the Realist Richie. It's up to you. But the I can see the t-shirts coming out with it. Everything. Them introducing me as a guest on Fox News and joining us tonight live from Charlotte, North Carolina, radio host and podcaster, TJ the Realist Richie. The Realist, how are you tonight? I'll be fine, Sean. I'm good, baby. Who are we talking about? Who are we talking about tonight, Sean? You know it's true. You know it's true. Actually, being Friday night, I got just a little while left on the old volunteer clock. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself when I get off this show. I might go down there, and since it's Friday night, I might have a club soda with some lime in it. What you talking about? Partying it up. All right. I have something to a point to prove here. You know, I've said many times that these do-gooder white liberals will turn racist so quickly on a person of color who is not one of them politically. They don't even have to be a conservative. You don't, let's say it's a black guy, and he, you know, the commucrats find out that he's not a Democrat. He's a moderate Republican. It doesn't matter. He's not one of them. He doesn't march when they say march. You see, the Democrat Party looks at black people as just always going to be there for them. It's just who you are. If you're black, you're a Democrat. That's just it. And if you're not, then you're turning your back on your heritage, your people, everything. Remember the famous clip of Joe Biden saying, if you haven't figured out whether you're voting for me or Trump yet, then you ain't black. Remember he said that on that that stupid at Charlemagne the God's show? So this is a prime example of that. This is a white woman, and she is talking about an encounter that she just had with, I think the caption on the video that somebody that posted it said that the guy was black, but then she calls him brown. So I don't know whether she meant he was brown as in African American, she calls brown, or meaning brown like he was a Latino. But either way, she's disgusting. Listen.
35-year-old kid in the coffee shop this morning was saying he's Republican. Young, brown, living in a blue state. I proceeded to embarrass him. He said something about a debate. I said, I do not debate with idiots. No, this is a civil war. You have not received the feedback, the consequence that your words are garbage and you're a bad person at this point. Let me communicate that to you. You're welcome.
Now, obviously, she's being smug. She's got ugly tattoos. She's not an attractive person. Now, when I say she's got ugly tattoos, people will write in and go, what do you got against tattoos? Listen, I just describe them as ugly tattoos. If you got nice tattoos that aren't just like trash, then I don't have a problem with that. Do what you want. It's you. But if I'm describing a disgusting liberal woman with a terrible, I don't know whether that was New York or New Jersey accent. I don't know, but it's disgusting coming out of her. And I'm not saying that anybody who has that accent is disgusting. Calm down. But she's disgusting. And I also don't believe her. I think she's talking all tough on her video. I bet this didn't even happen. I bet it didn't happen. She just wants to get in her car. She wants to show off again. Why? Because these are all rejected theater kids. Most of these commucrats, these Marxists on the left, these radicals who are always, you know, in some sort of an outburst in public or whatever, they're just looking to perform. They want attention. And I bet you this did not even happen. She probably thought about it in the line at the coffee shop. She was probably in the coffee shop, standing there waiting on her coffee, and it hit her. You know what? I could probably make a, you know, if a, and she was all pretend. But my point is that even if she's pretending, she has no problem putting the message out there that a brown person whom the left claims to champion is disgusting, not even worth her words. I had to embarrass him. I had to embarrass him. She wouldn't do that. But she doesn't mind making people think she did. That's my point. So you got, you know, Little Miss Lily White, leftist communist, bragging about how she dressed down some poor man of color in the coffee shop. And thinking that all the people that follow her are going to think she's so cool. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You didn't. Yes, I did. So, yep, she's a liar. And a disgusting liberal woman with terrible tattoos. They look like jailhouse tattoos. Let me put it that way. It's just a terrible, nasty person all the way around. And if I ever just had the crazy bug bite me in the middle of the night and I wanted to go to New York or New Jersey or wherever she's from, I would love for her to approach me in a coffee shop. Love it. Love it. Love it. All right. Hang on. We got more coming up next.
Hey, it's TJ, and the TJ Ritchie Show will be a multi-touch marketing option for all the cool businesses in town. I have no idea what that means. That was written by our business department, obviously, for me to read. If you're a cool business, I guess you know what it means. So go to tjritchie.com and find out more.
He's America's coolest conservative. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Welcome to the GEP Network. I am the Green-Eyed Patriot, America's coolest conservative. Loving a Friday night on the radio. There is nothing like broadcasting to the world on a Friday night. The mood is just different. I mean, it's just great. I love it. That's where I started, you know. I started out doing nights on the radio before my partner Ace and I started doing mornings together. I was a nighttime disc jockey. And, I mean, I was slamming, you know, doing the high five at nine countdown and doing the all request hours and going to the phones and talking to the ladies and, hey, what you want to hear? You know, and at the time they would say something like, I want to hear Ace of Base. And I go, all right, you got it. All that she wants is what? I don't know. And then I was, all that she wants is another baby. You got to pay attention, girl. Lasers going off, all kinds of stuff. It was so fun. But then it made it fun. Then I was young and single, and I knew that as soon as I got off the air at midnight, I was going to the club. Yeah. I was going to the club, and I was famous in town, too. I was the cool nighttime disc jockey on the top 40 radio station, the slamming top 40. They were like, oh, there he is. Mullet just flowing in the breeze of the fans inside the club. Mm-hmm. Yep. But it's a little different feel now, but it's still, you know, it's nighttime on the radio in the big city. All right, so I was talking about this clip of J.B. Pritzker. So we'll have to get to that in just a few minutes because I forgot I had something else that since it's I haven't done anything that is Cleanup Friday, the Friday cleanup, where there's a clip that I missed during the week that I just didn't have time to get to. And this again is one of the, and I see these more and more now, and it warms my heart because I have told you that one of my biggest goals in talking about politics and culture and everything is to get as many black people as possible to understand that what they've been told their entire lives by the Democrat Party is a lie. That the Republicans and the conservatives, we are the ones that really care about everybody, including black people and other minorities. The Democrats just want to use them. And it's always been that way. But this is a guy who is talking about what happened the first time he went to a MAGA event. Listen. Cut 40, MAGA embraced me. You got that, Isaac?
You probably see me wearing a MAGA hat and an American flag jacket that I made, as you see right here. And I'm getting a lot of hit-ups from people saying, it's sad that you embrace MAGA, but they won't embrace you or accept you. Shame and tactics ain't gonna work. And this is from a friend of mine, who I love, by the way. But it's a prime example of the loss just saying a bunch of nonsense. If MAGA didn't support me, do you think I could be at a MAGA rally and be embraced and loved? That sounds crazy. To say they won't embrace me when I'm literally at a Trump rally in the garden with nothing but love. And it's crazy that she says this because the MAGA rally embraced me more than my own block that I live on. Make that make sense.
So you see, he's been told his entire life by people in the Democrat Party who have told his parents, who have told his grandparents, that Republicans are just racist. They're just they don't want you to have anything. What you have, and you're poor because of these Republicans. And if it weren't for the Democrats, you wouldn't have what you have because they want to take away your government assistance. And we're the party of people who care for you, and we're the party for black people, African Americans, and so forth. And that's just, this is not true. It's not true. But he's saying that his neighborhood, they just can't fathom why one of their own would be a MAGA person. And you know what else is so telling? It's telling on the Democrat Party of how anti-American they actually are for them to use the acronym MAGA as a way to demonize their opposition. And you know what else? It used to just, this is just a side note. It used to just crawl all over me when Joe Biden would say MAGA Republicans. These MAGA, these MAGA Republicans. MAGA? What's MAGA? These MAGA Republicans. You extreme MAGA Republican. Like, shut up. But the acronym that stands for Make America Great Again, the Democrats, which, by the way, that was a Ronald Reagan thing first before it was a Trump thing. The Democrats take that and use it to say that the group of people that vote against them are racist, homophobic, misogynistic, all the blah, 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 blah. So it just shows how anti-American the Democrat Party is. So he's saying, I go to a MAGA event and the people of MAGA embrace me and love me more than what I'm getting in my own neighborhood from people. Like, they see that I'm hanging with the MAGA people and they shun me. They, you know, how dare you? And I just hope every day that more and more people, if they're feeling like they've been duped and tricked and used by the Democrat Party, they'll have the courage to walk away from them, because they're a poison. They really are. They are venomous. They're miserable people. When's the last time you've seen a truly happy liberal leftist? I mean, under Obama, they had the presidency, they had the House and the Senate, and all they did was complain. All they did was whine and moan and lash out. And it just, you know, that there really is something to that saying that this person or that person is not happy unless they're miserable. That's the way these lunatic leftists are. They're not happy unless they're miserable. They breed misery. Conservatives, even when the chips are down for us, we're happy. And you know what else we are? Thankful. Conservatives are thankful. Thankful that even when nut jobs are running the country, that we still live in the United States of America. Thankful to our God. Thankful to have the blessings that we have. And thankful for our families. And thankful for this and thankful for that. Liberals, they're not. They look at, first and foremost, a lot of them are godless. Secondly, they look at this country as being oppressive, even if they are thriving in life financially. They sit back with their guilt and they go, but those people are starving. Those people don't have anything. Because they're so, you know, they feel such guilt for being successful. They're just a messed up bunch of people. But you find a conservative family And even when Democrats are in charge and there are some terrible things going on against the founding of this country and all, like was going on in the last administration, conservatives, we're still thankful for what we have. We're thankful for the people in our lives. We're thankful. We just want to make it better. If it's bad, we want to make it better. As opposed to the left, where if it's good, they want to make it worse. Every one of their policies is set to make things worse for the American people. And there's no disputing that. Now, sure, they'll start yelling, screaming, whining, and crying. You're so biased. But they won't come up with any way to dispute it. Facts are facts. Again, Democrats are the party of destruction and misery. And they want to spread misery. They want everybody to be equally miserable in this country. Oh, except for them, of course, the ones in charge. They want to be, you know, the elite. They want to be rich and living on cloud nine. But they want the rest of us to be equally miserable. That's what they mean by equality. Everybody's equally miserable. All right, one segment left. Hang on, we'll get to it next.
Radio, podcasts, and cool social media content. Get all the TJ you can handle at WBT.com/TJ. Now, back to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Final segment of the week with Mr. Charmed and Dangerous. Loving being your host for the evening. The number is 704-570-1110. If you want to get in last minute here, that would be awesome. I would love it. All right, so we have some people on the phone, and I guess we can start with, hang on, let me look at my little screen here. Tell me what's going on. Okay, so Ray on line one. You can punch him up there, Isaac. All right. Hey, Ray, what's going on, bud?
Hey, TJ. I just wanted to call in and tell you that I started listening to you. The longest stretch was the last three nights, but I've heard you, you know, occasionally during the past since you've been on. Just tell you I enjoy your show and like your humor. It's kind of brightens my evening up. And I just wanted to let you know that I wanted to be your bump your audience up to 12. And before I would be number 13, which has a unlucky connotation to it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't fool around with being number 13.
That's what you mean, TJ, but I really enjoy your show, and I'll keep listening to you every chance I get.
Thank you very much, Ray. Where do you live? What town are you from?
I live down here in Clover.
Okay.
Clover, South Carolina.
Yeah, very familiar with it. That's awesome.
Yeah, and I'm pretty close to what? You're from Alabama, right?
Well, I grew up in Louisiana, but I lived in Alabama before we moved to Charlotte.
Okay, well, you're in the South like I am. Not, you know, I like the way the accent you put on some of the words like club, and I guess if I was a young man and you were too, I'd probably get together and we'd go clubbing sometime.
Yeah, we would. Yeah, I know I would. And I'd just bring you right along.
Thanks for taking my
thank
call,
you.
TJ.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you being out there so much. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
You too. All right. Now, Dave from Waxhaw was on earlier, and he dropped. So let's go to him and see what's going on with him tonight. Is this my buddy Dave that calls all the time?
Yes, sir. How's my favorite Northeast Louisiana broadcaster in Charlotte, North Carolina?
Oh, I am great. How about you, Dave?
Man, if I was any better, I don't know if I could stand it, man. I'm about to turn 66 in about 3 hours.
No way.
And actually, it should be 4 because I was born in Bastrop, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to go Central Time. I don't want to cheat anything. But, hey, listen, man, I got kind of offended when you said 11 and a half listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I know I'm big. I know I'm fat. but, man, 1.5, you know, give me a break.
Well, I found out that one of the original 11 listeners is pregnant, so that's what I was saying.
Hey, you ain't got to worry about too many products. And I ain't today. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah.
Hey, man, just really appreciate you nailing Mom Donnie or whatever that dude's name is up in New York.
Yeah.
I just had the privilege, by the way. Hey, man, you know what I think about Monroe politics? The mayor of Monroe?
Well, not the current situation, but I mean Louisiana politics is something all to itself. And
You know what? You're thinking Louisiana. I'm talking about North Carolina now.
Oh, no!
I switched gears on you.
Okay, so yeah, that's the difference in North Carolina. It would be Monroe, and in Louisiana it's Monroe. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, I'm sorry. I've been gone too long, man. They tell me I'm talking city-fied these days, you know. I can't win no matter what. I go back home, they talk city-fied, they come down here, they think I'm country, you know.
Yeah.
But listen, man, the mayor of Monroe, North Carolina, is a man named Robert Burns. And TJ, you need to get to know him if you don't already, or at least check him out. You talk about somebody that's got some hot sports opinions and can get people all stirred up with the truth.
Yeah.
You Robert Burns is your poster child, man. You look that up and his picture's right there by.
All right. Hey, Isaac, was he in the studio with Brett Jensen one time?
Yes, he was. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I met him. Yeah.
Good, man. He's a good man. I just saw him. His boy's playing football tonight. I just saw he and his wonderful wife and met some of his extended family. Good people, man.
Yeah.
Really,
well, tell
really
him,
good people.
Well, next time you see him, tell him I said hey.
I'll do that. I'm willing to get a hold of you, maybe see if you can get him some more. He's become North Carolina's mayor. He was at the Salt and Light the other day.
Yeah.
At the conference, and somebody put the moniker on him, said he's North Carolina's mayor, and that would be just fine with me.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh, one last thing. Hey, man, that Valley Girl you're talking about, up there, that's talking about coming back. Come back to America or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You just make sure that she understands she is not welcome in Union County. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Take care, buddy. I
will make sure she knows that.
Have a great weekend, man.
Thank you, Dave. Happy birthday, bud.
Thank you, bud. Take care.
All right, you too. Hey, Isaac, you reminded me of something during the break earlier, and I'm kicking myself because I wanted to do this. I wanted to go to this activity, and now I'm going to have to go in and try to talk my wife and our friends into doing it. It's the Liver Mush. What is it, the Liver Mush Festival? Is that what they call it?
Yeah, down there in Cleveland County.
Yeah. So when I first heard about that, I said, look, I'm going to that. We got to go check that out. And then just today, they made plans for us. My friend, her name is Jenny, my little friend Jenny. She has a condo that is in right field of, where the Kannapolis Cannonballers play. So they have a lot of activities going on in Kannapolis tomorrow. So we were going to, LSU plays early and we were going to watch the LSU game and, in Kannapolis and then go down to do all of those activities and everything. But man, I really want to go to the Liver Mush Festival. They have this every year.
Every year, yeah, about the same time.
And that's where you live, right?
I live in Rutherford County, but it's right next door.
It's a neighboring county.
Yep.
And do you go every year?
I've been before, but no, I don't go every year.
So what kind of stuff do they have?
Oh, man, they've got all kinds of different stuff. Every type of liver mush you can think of under the sun. Just exactly.
I didn't know there was more than one type.
Oh yeah, come on! You got your regular, you got your spicy, you got your jalapeno, you got all kinds of stuff. You missing out.
Okay. All right. So what if you just want to go and enjoy the environment and you're not really into liver mush?
Well, then you have bad taste.
Yeah, I mean, I like it. I like it, but I'm just saying for the people who don't like it. Are there attractions there that you want? Are there crafts and things like that? Is there a band playing any of that stuff?
Yeah, you can expect all that kind of stuff down there.
Okay. Is it really crowded? Like if we went, we'd have to deal with big crowds and all? Because, I'm really too damn famous to be out in a bunch of people.
It's year to year. It just depends.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, would you buy the liver mush eat it while you're there? They have booths that are selling it, and they sell eggs and all with it too. What do they do after breakfast time?
It's a little bit of both. You can try some, but you can also just buy it to take home with you. But I don't know about the eggs. I don't know if you're going to be able to find any liver mush and egg sandwiches down there.
Well, I mean, they ought to be having booths to sell it, you know? You'd make a fortune, like a food truck, a liver mush food truck.
You just gave me a great idea.
There you go. There's your million-dollar idea. You can get out of this dead-end radio game.
Introduce America to liver mush.
Yeah, make a liver mush food truck and just, I mean, haul butt to... You wouldn't even have to leave the South.
No.
Because, you know, it's a Southeastern thing. It's a regional thing. But you could introduce it to other Southern states.
I'm going to do like Bojangles, though. I want to take this up north. I want to introduce them to what they've been missing out on. I think it's a marketing thing. It's just a bad name.
It is, yeah. Because, I mean, then the other name they call it doesn't do it any better either, liver pudding.
Yeah, no.
I mean, that's not good. But, I mean, liver mush is not my favorite breakfast meat. I'm going to say that. I'd rather have a good, you know, spicy sausage or bacon. Like jalapeno bacon, that's my favorite. But I don't mind it. I like it okay. What I like about it though is that it is regional and the people here love it. Mm-hmm. I love that aspect of it because that's the kind of food stuff that I like. I like regional food that people call their own. That's awesome. All right. Well, we just talked the whole segment away. Mark Levin is up next. We'll talk to you Monday. God loves you and ain't nothing you can do about it.
It's TJ Ritchie on News Talk 1110 at 99.3 WPT.
Hey, it's TJ, and everybody in the country is talking about my new political talk show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT, and they want more. How can I get more, more, more? Well, you can get the podcast every episode on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Just get signed up for it there. It's easy. Just go to TJRitchie.com, and that will get you there.